Thank you. Let's go to Robin now in Lakewood, California. Hi, Robin.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have been listening to your show. Good morning. I have been listening to you for the last 2 years. I'm 26 years young. I started listening to you toward the end of my college years, and I've grown up cradle Catholic. I wasn't really close to God, and I kind of lost my way a little bit when I was in college, and just over the last 2 years, you have helped develop my faith in so many ways. I mean, there's countless times where I've wanted to send you an email and say, "Oh my gosh, Patrick, what you said, I felt it," or I experienced that in my life. There's so much persecution as a young millennial, as someone who is trying to live out their faith in the world that we live in today. My now husband, I just got married on Monday.
Hey, so congratulations.
My fiance and I, thank you. We have struggled with being different and trying to live out our Catholic faith, but you've just given us so much hope, and we're going to meet the Pope next Wednesday
marvelous.
For our honeymoon.
Robin, I'm out of time. Hold, though, if you don't mind. I'd like to pick up where we left off right after this. Stay right there, Robin. I'll be right back.
Over 400,000 children are in foster care. Every year, over 30,000 children age out of that system without a chance for a permanent home. They're out on their own. Youth over 18 have no family support, resources, or even job or life skills. I'm Sheila Logminas with special guests taking a closer look at foster care and adoption. 6 Eastern, 3 Pacific, here on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
What does Relevant Radio mean to you?
Relevant Radio brought me back into the church, and I cannot imagine life without Relevant Radio.
Bishop George Thomas.
Relevant Radio and the local Catholic station have been simply marvelous in terms of the evangelization of culture here.
Touch a heart and change a soul by making a donation to Relevant Radio today.
Join our St. Joseph Recurring Gift Society.
By becoming a recurring gift partner, you agree to contribute $25 or more each month through automatic deductions from your credit card, debit card, or bank account with no specified end date.
That means continuous membership for you without renewal appeals or reminders from us. Recurring gift partners provide a stable source of income for Relevant Radio, helping to reduce both expense and dependency on pledge drive fundraising. There are both spiritual and practical benefits to joining our St. Joseph Recurring Gift Society.
You can review all of the benefits at relevantradio.com/joseph. Make a tax-deductible donation at relevantradio.com.
He walks with us like on the road to Emmaus. Jesus is walking with us, even if in our own experience, not totally revealed at times, during ordinary day-to-day times and during evangelization, during struggles, during anxieties and even joys amid sorrows. I think it is there that very much so the wounds of the risen Jesus speak to us, encourage us, and even encounter us.
Enlightening minds, inspiring hearts, enriching souls.
Talk radio for Catholic life. Relevant Radio.
Welcome back to the Patrick Madrid Show on Relevant Radio. Have a question? Give Patrick a call. 888-914-9149. That's 888-914-9149. Patrick Madrid on Relevant Radio.
This song, Smoke on the Water, my favorite line from the song is, some stupid with a flare gun burned a place to the ground. This actually happened. There was a big music festival on Lake Geneva in Montreux, the eastern side of Lake Geneva, in the Alps, or right at the foot of the Alps. And there was this big thing, and somebody with a flare gun actually did start a fire and burned a whole bunch of things up. So there's a little background to that story. Back to the phones. And we were talking just a minute ago with Robin, a lovely young lady in Lakewood, California, newlywed, right, Robin? You just got married on this past Sunday, is that right?
Day, actually, Memorial Day, yes.
Wonderful. Well, congratulations to you and your husband. And did I hear correctly that you're 26 years old, fairly recently out of college?
Yeah. Yes, okay. That's correct.
So what happened was we had to take a break, but you were in the process of describing kind of your life and how hearing Relevant Radio from time to time would just kind of, how did you put it? It would answer a question or address an issue that was going on in your own life. Did I get that right?
Oh, every day helps. So, yeah. So when we found Relevant Radio, my fiance at the time, well, actually, he was my boyfriend. He was in the inquiry phase of our faith. And he actually is a convert. So he went through RCIA. And from that time, I myself experienced a great conversion and a change of heart. And we grew together. I learned so much more. And with your support and your apologetics, we kind of learned and we gained some ammo and some armor to defend the faith. Mm-hmm. We never knew what apologetics were before. Mm-hmm. I didn't know growing up as a Catholic. I had no clue what they were before your radio show. And we listened to it every day. That's what's in both of our cars, preset all the time.
Nice.
I'm always telling people, listen,
you're my kind of listener, Robin.
That's our time. I feel so bad because I haven't called. It's been 2 years, and I feel like I know you. I want you to know just how influential you've been in our lives.
Oh, thank you.
We went to a very liberal college, both of us, and we didn't really understand the pro-life movement. We are so pro-life now, and we are like, we're trying to find ways to just talk about our faith with everybody all the time. And we're just so excited. We're open to all the children in the world.
That's
we
great.
We have 11. You have a huge family. We are so excited about that. And we're open to God's plan.
That's beautiful. So, well, let me just add a little footnote. just remember that when you have some boys, that the name Patrick is a pretty good name for a boy. So just a thought. That's all.
I've considered it. You're very persuasive. I've heard that.
Well, gosh, thank you, Robin.
You've been so great.
I really appreciate your kind words. Thank you. And it's just good to know that you're out there, you and your husband, and that the show is helping in some way each day. It means a lot to all of us here at Relevant Radio, and it's very nice of you to take the time and call in. And, you know, even though you feel like you know me and I haven't met you yet and I don't really know you personally, I hear that a lot, which really gives me a boost. I'll tell you, when people say, I've had people say, I feel like if you met me on the street, you would know me because I know you so well from listening to the program. So I think that's what it's all about, making those connections every day like we do here on this show. Right?
Absolutely. We appreciate you so much.
Thanks, Robin.
Keep listening.
God bless you. Say hello to your husband for me. Wow. You know, what else can I say to that? Except one thing. I will add one thing. Parents, you heard Robin just now. She's 26 years old. Maybe you've got sons and daughters that age, or maybe they're younger than that, or maybe they're older than that. This is why you just heard Robin explain in her own words why I'm always emphasizing how important it is that you share this show with your kids. Because listen to what she said. She was sort of drifting. She was away from the faith. She went to a liberal college. She didn't look at the world the way she looks at it now. And by listening to this program, and I'm sure she listens to the other programs on Relevant Radio, we have wonderful programs here, 24/7. You should check them out. Go to relevantradio.com. Look at all the other great programs that we've got. My point, parents, is simply this. I'm not jiving you when I tell you that if you can get your kids to start listening to Relevant Radio, there's a very high likelihood that they're going to get their heads screwed on straight. They're going to get their minds right on issues that maybe you've talked to your blue in the face on and they just won't hear it from you. Maybe they'll hear it from me. Maybe they'll hear it from Drew Mariani during his show in the afternoon or one of the other great programs here on Relevant Radio. So please use what you just heard from Robin as an example of what I've been saying and will continue to say, and that is take the link, go to relevantradio.com/Patrick, and then just text it to your kids. Just text it because they're already on their phones anyway. They're going to be looking at the screen the moment your text arrives. They're going to click it. They're going to start listening, and the chances are pretty good, I think, that they, like this last young lady, are going to say, huh, that's interesting. or I never heard that before, or this is controversial, I want to listen. And then they get hooked. And once they get hooked, then they really start listening at a deeper level, and great changes can come about. I'm so glad, even just for that reason, that our last caller called to share this example of what I'm talking about. Thank you for that.